Well, if you have been listening to or reading any news this morning, you will know that Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout is facing a major overhaul after new health advice recommended people under the age of 50 be given an alternative to the AstraZeneca vaccine. In a late-night press conference yesterday, Prime Minister Scott Morrison and health officials confirmed their decision is based on concerns about links to the vaccine and rare occurrences of blood clotting. It raises the question of where we'll get other vaccines from, with AstraZeneca the only one being produced locally in Australia, and export controls already limiting our access to AstraZeneca from overseas. Mark Butler is Labor's Shadow Health Minister for Health and Ageing. Good morning to you.
Morning, Hamish.
Your response to this decision overnight?
Well, Scott Morrison's vaccine rollout was already in deep trouble and it's now completely run off the rails. I mean, we support the advice of the advisory group on immunisations, the experts. We've always, through this pandemic, said that Australia is best served by supporting and following the advice of our public health experts. But this is exactly the sort of event that led everyone, including the Labor Party last year, to call on the government to secure more vaccines. It is very unclear to me what the backup strategy is now. We have some Pfizer vaccines in the country, but we have no deals with all of the other vaccines that are being used by the UK and other countries to fill the gap left by these decisions taken in relation to the AstraZeneca vaccine.
Is that true, though? I mean, the government has a commitment for Novavax to come on stream later in the year, and that's obviously subject to approvals. We've also got engagement with COVAX, which means that we can access others as they become available. This is not our only bet.
Well, the COVAX facility really was designed to help low-income countries. We were saying last year, why aren't you negotiating with Moderna, which is a highly effective mRNA vaccine? It's the mainstay vaccine, or one of the mainstay vaccines, in North America and Europe. The UK, for example, has 20 million doses of Moderna and therefore is able to substitute those for the AstraZeneca pause that they've put in place. It's a highly effective vaccine. They've already said they'll have boosters for the variants that are spreading throughout the world by the end of the year. Yet this government did nothing to negotiate a deal with them. Johnson & Johnson's another one that the UK is going to be able to use to substitute for the, or put in to the gap left by AstraZeneca. Again, we have no deal with Johnson & Johnson.
Norman Swan, though, was saying that it is possible Johnson & Johnson may get here. It's simply a matter of doing the negotiation.
Well, it's not just a matter of doing the negotiation. It's then securing a deal for doses that are in high demand all around the world. It's then bringing them to Australia from overseas. It's then having them batch tested by the TGA. We've been very supportive of the deal with Novavax. It's by all accounts a very good product, but it's not approved in any country anywhere in the world yet. And the company has said that it's prioritising the UK and the US over any other approval processes, obviously including Australia. And they say it might be ready for the Australian market before the end of the year. I mean, this is a ridiculous position, a terrible position the Prime Minister has put us in. We're already not in the top 100 nations in the world in terms of rolling out the vaccine to secure people's health and to underpin an economic recovery. We are now going to slip further behind because he refused to negotiate as many deals as he possibly could, as we were calling on him to do last year.
To be fair to the government, though, I mean, AstraZeneca is the vaccine that can be produced locally, so there is a pretty clear reason as to why they would have bet on that so heavily. It is also
They put all their eggs in one basket. I mean, this is the problem. This is the problem. We said you've got to have redundancy. You've got to have backup in this situation. That's what all of the other countries in the world to which we usually compare ourselves did, because they know that impact.
But isn't that what Pfizer and Novavax are? Isn't that the backup?
Well, we're being told that Novavax might be in the market in the fourth quarter of this year, so right at the end of the year. When the Americans are doing 4 million doses a year, they're moving to their young adults in the next couple of weeks. The UK has already done about 60% of their adults. We've not even done 3 or 4% of our adults, and we've got this terrible situation that's arisen in relation to our only mainstay vaccine in the portfolio.
Australia will eventually get 20 million Pfizer doses. Are you clear on how many we currently have in the country? And how many are coming each week?
Well, my understanding from the last report I read from the Minister Greg Hunt was we have under a million, or at least under a million, that have been batch approved to be actually put into people's arms. The commitment from the company apparently is to get 20 million into Australia by the end of the year. So that would allow 10 million people, because you've got to give two doses to everyone, 10 million people to be vaccinated by the end of the year if we're able to secure that. Now, there's no reason to think we can't, but these vaccines are in incredibly high demand all around the world. And what's happened to AstraZeneca will mean that that demand for these other vaccines, for Pfizer, for Moderna, for J&J and for Novavax, when it comes on online, is going to be even higher than it was before the last couple of days.
There's, I suppose, another component to this, which is the capacity to manufacture locally. We can do that with the AstraZeneca vaccine. We can't do that with the mRNA vaccines. We can't do that with Pfizer, for example. How precarious a situation are we in now, given that we've basically said we're not going to try and produce those other ones here?
Well, I'm not sure how quickly we could ramp up local manufacturing of these new state-of-the-art vaccines. And that's why we were saying last year, secure more deals. Do a deal with Moderna. Do a deal with Johnson & Johnson. Do as many deals as you possibly can to make sure that we're able to access as many different types of vaccine as we can, because the market is in such high demand around the world. And inevitably, during these sorts of events, you'll have contingencies arise, as we've seen in relation to the AstraZeneca vaccine. So you can't put your eggs in one basket to the degree Scott Morrison has done. He has let the country down very badly, and it's going to mean that we are going to end up locked up from the rest of the world for longer, because we'll take longer than really any other country to which we usually compare ourselves to get vaccinated.
Just very briefly on Johnson & Johnson, there is a question of legal indemnity. Are you saying Australia should grant that to them in order to get it here quicker?
Well, these are issues that have risen in relation to all of the other vaccine providers. The government of the day, as in every other country, has got to pursue the national interest, have a
but
robust...
What do you think is in the national interest here?
Well, look, I'm not part of these negotiations. We all read the reports. I don't want to substitute myself into a table and I don't have the full detail. But what we have said is you've got to sit down, negotiate hard, get a good price, but make sure that Australians have access to a good range of supply of vaccines that ensures that our health is protected and our economy can recover. And I think what we've seen over the last 24 hours is the strategy from the Prime Minister last year has let the country down terribly.
Mark Butler, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Hamish.